And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Thursday, July the 13th. I'm glad you're tuned in today on this Thursday the 13th. Amen. And hope you're having a good day in the Lord, being blessed of the Lord. I appreciate Brother Bell filling in for us last night at the Island Ford Baptist Church. And appreciate you praying for my mother-in-law. She had surgery yesterday on her lungs and going to be in the hospital now. They're saying probably at least a week recovery time. Hope you'll pray for her. And ask the Lord just to strengthen and bless and meet her needs as well. And then, of course, be praying for my wife and I as I'll be traveling back this weekend, headed back to Kentucky and be able to be there for the services. But my wife's going to stay behind and look after her parents a little bit and try to be a blessing to them. So remember that in prayer as well. All right. If you will, let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy. I want to thank you, Lord, for the prayers you have answered. I thank you, Father, for helping through the surgery yesterday. I thank you for answering prayers there. I want to thank you, Lord, for Brother Bell filling in for us. I pray, dear God, you'd bless him in a great and a special way, even for doing so. Father, I pray that you'd bless the folk at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Lord, I pray that you'd be with the family here that we're with in North Carolina, that you'd meet their needs. And then, Lord, for the listening audience over at WSOF and WAJJ Radio, and even those that listen online, I thank you, dear God, for them, and I pray you'd bless them. Father, as we're studying here in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 22, studying about the life of Joseph, Lord, I pray that you'd help us, that we would have a life of faith. And Lord, that faith, as with Joseph, would not just be when we're young, but it would be a faith that we'd have all our life long. And Lord, that it be a faith that we'll still have and be passing on when it comes down to the end of our life. Lord, help us to further the faith, faith to faith, further in that faith. And you get the glory and the honor. Now, Lord, I pray bring sinners to Christ. I do pray, dear God, that you would open blinded eyes. Lord, that you'd help them to hear the gospel, believe the gospel, repent of their sin, and be saved. Now, Lord, we ask all this in Jesus' lovely name. Amen and amen. Well, again, I do appreciate you praying with us. We're going to be looking now in the Scriptures, Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 22, particularly today for the broadcast. I hope that you have enjoyed the messages thus far this week and been blessed of the Lord with those. But as we get ready to look at the Scripture, before we go there, we're going to have a song, actually two songs. First of all, we're going to have our whole family come together and sing. The children come together and sing. And this is another one of the new songs from their newest CD that they've made, newest recording. And this is, it's an old song. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Got Ben with the banjo and Joshua with the guitar, and they're all singing together. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Then I got my mother-in-law singing again, the song Bubbling, and I hope these songs are a blessing to you. Our Bible reading for this week is found in Hebrews chapter number 11, reading verses 13 through 22. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a-dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. I want to pay special attention to verse number 22. Our messages this week will be centered around verse number 22. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. I did point out to you on last week that these verses, verse 20, 21, and 22, deal with three individuals, three generations in the same family, but three individuals that each of them are spoken of here in faith in their dying days, in their last days. And so we see here that Joseph, like Isaac and Jacob before him, demonstrated his faith right to the end of his life. Amen. The writer of this book of Hebrews cites these three heroes of faith to show that faith is something, I believe, that is helpful right up to the end of life. Amen. Faith is not something just to live by only during a certain span of life. Faith is not something that may be good in early days when you've got good strength and you can manage to go on and then have to discard and find something else when you get weak and feeble. Oh, no, I want to say faith is something that you can live by even when you are facing death. Amen. When you are or when you're not. Faith is something that can always be helpful to us. But the approach of death does not diminish the worth of faith. It only enhances it. Can I say that as we come down towards the end of life, when we come down towards the dark days of life, the short rows, as they say, when we get down to that place that we realize that our days are less than they have been, faith will not be less important, but actually will be more important in our life in that time. Amen. Now, this 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews was written to beleaguered Jews, you know, people that had received the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet were having a rough time because of the reception of Christ into their life. These Jews were being persecuted because they had believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this 11th chapter encourages these saints to continue to live faithfully. He gives us selected deeds of saints, deeds of faith. He calls them elders who obtained a good report. Amen. In verse number 2, this selection, I believe, is given to encourage the fearful and the wavering. It's to bring before them the striking examples of the efficacy and the sufficiency of faith. Amen. In other words, it's to encourage us that faith will still work when we get down to the end of life. Amen. It'll help us through every difficulty, and ultimately, it will conduct us on to that promised inheritance that God has given promise for. Amen. Well, we're going to look at that this week and study Joseph. I want to notice specifically here in verse number 22, the command. I want you to see that he gave command. Look at it again, verse 22, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel. That's talking about Israel's going to depart from Egypt. And here's the verse, and gave commandment concerning his bones. He had faith that Israel was going to get out of Egypt. He had faith that they were going back to the promised land. And he had faith enough that he wanted his bones carried back and interred there in the promised land. We're going to look at the command of faith here in the life of Joseph. And I believe we'll see particulars that can work out in our life as well as we study this. There's 8 points that I want to bring out this week as we study this particular verse. Of these 8 points, we've looked at 6 of these already, which leaves us the 7th and 8th for today and tomorrow. Let me point out to you and remind you these that we've looked at already. We looked at the perseverance of faith, beginning with the first part of verse number 22, by faith Joseph, when he died. I pointed out to you the fact that Joseph had faith as a young man, and his faith had persevered throughout his life. Joseph's now an older man and facing death. Joseph has lived a life, early life in the promised land, and now many years in Egypt's land. And yet Joseph still believes in God. Joseph is still hanging on to the promises of God. And that's the perseverance of faith. And then we looked, secondly, at the profession of faith. The fact that Joseph put into words those beliefs. Here's what he says. Again, verse number 22. By faith, Joseph, when he died, look at this, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel. He voiced that. He spoke to them of that. Again, in Genesis chapter number 50, verse number 24, the Bible said, Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of the land, or out of this land, unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Again, in the next verse, Joseph made this statement. God will surely visit you. He pronounced, he professed what he believed. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, we ought to hang on to what we believe. It ought to cause us to persevere. And we ought to proclaim what we believe. Don't not be ashamed of it, but tell others exactly what we really believe about the promises of God. And that leads me to the third point, and that was the persuasion of faith. Fully persuaded. Oh, yes. Joseph was so persuaded. Again, he made mention of the departing of the children of Israel. He said, God will surely visit you. Amen. Again, God will surely visit you. Joseph had a strong faith and was so persuaded that even though it had not happened yet, even though the circumstances were looking bad, listen, Joseph had been excelled and had been exalted to the second in command to Pharaoh. But there's going to come a day that there's going to become a Pharaoh that knew not Joseph and that saw his brethren not as visitors, but as slaves to be used there in Egypt's land. Joseph yet believed God through it all. Amen. He yet believed God through it all. He was sure that God was going to answer, even though it didn't look like he was going to answer. Amen. He was sure that he would. And so then we spoke yesterday of the praise of faith. Joseph's faith honored God. He said, again, God will surely visit you. I'm telling you, Joseph may have lost faith in his daddy a time or two. He may have lost faith in his mother a time or two. He may have lost faith in his brethren a number of times. He may have even lost faith in his own self, in his own strength. But he had not lost faith in God. God was the one that deserved the praise and the honor. And I'm going to say this, friend, faith always honors God. Yes, it does. Faith brings honor to God. Then we looked at the premise of faith. And that is that faith's got to have something to stand on. And the only thing faith can stand on is the Word of God. Again, it's got to stand on the promises of God. But it can stand firmly. Amen. I'm glad we got a solid ground. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Amen. The Word of God is a firm place to stand. The Bible says, by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel. Where did Joseph get his faith? From the Word of God. God had promised Abraham back in Genesis chapter number 15, verses 13 through 16. God had promised Abraham. He said, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward they shall come out with great substance. And then down at verse 16 he said, but in the fourth generation they shall come out hither again. Amen. God had made a promise to Abraham. Abraham had told that promise to Isaac. Isaac had told that promise to Jacob. Jacob, no doubt, had told that promise to Joseph. And Joseph was believing that promise. Amen. Number six, and this is where we closed yesterday's broadcast, was dealing with the patience of faith. Finishing up verse number 22 of Hebrews chapter 11, and it says, he gave commandment concerning his bones. And I dwelt specifically upon the fact that Joseph gave commandment not concerning his body, but concerning his bones. Knowing that even though the Egyptians had great power and ability to embalm the body and preserve the body, Joseph was assured that even though his body might be gone, his bones would still remain and the promise of God would stand sure. And he wanted those bones not interred in the land of Egypt, but he wanted them put in a coffin and carried into the promised land and interred there in the promised land, as we know actually took place. Amen. Friend, I just simply want to say this before I move on to the next point, and that is that you can believe God, and you ought to be willing to wait on God. Amen. God will keep His Word, and it will be worth the wait if you'll just wait on God. Amen. Then let me give you the seventh thing here, and that is the proof of faith. Again, I'm going back to that phrase that he gave commandment concerning his bones. Let me read the whole verse to you. Hebrews 11 and verse number 22. The Bible says, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Two things I want you to notice about the proof of Joseph's faith seen in our text. First of all, there's the edict that we see. It's one thing to talk about faith, but it's quite another thing to walk in faith. Somebody said, your talk talks, but your walk talks more than your talk talks. Amen. Your walk proves what you really believe. It's very easy to speak of faith. It's another thing to live by faith. The proof is in the walking more than in the talking. Joseph talked about his faith in a big way. He insisted, God will surely visit you. He knew and believed and said that God would visit the Israelites, that God would bring them out of Egypt, and that God would return them to the land of promise. But Joseph went even further than his talk. He backed up his words with an edict or a command, and that he told those Israelites, don't leave my bones behind. When God visits you, carry my bones out of this place. Amen. He gave a commandment because he was so sure that God was going to do what he said he would do. Amen. This edict given by Joseph gives proof to the genuineness of his faith. Amen. It instructs us that faith is or can be translated into action. Amen. Again, I go back to what James said, and we know very well what James said, that if you want to try to show me your faith without your works, you'll have a hard time doing it because I can't see it. But I'll show you my faith by my works. You can see my works. And by seeing the works, you'll see the faith. Amen. Faith without works is dead, being alone. James said that as well. So Joseph proved the genuineness of his faith in that it translated into action. Amen. Faith will affect the way that we live. Amen. What we believe determines how we behave. Amen. Whether we realize it or not, what we believe determines how we behave. I say it this way sometimes. Doctrine determines doing. Amen. What you believe determines how you behave. Joseph made a profession of faith about the future, and in that profession, he proved his fidelity to that in giving a command to carry his bones out. There are some people that talk a lot about faith in God, but they never, never seem to demonstrate their faith by their conduct. Many people will subscribe to a doctrinal statement on a piece of paper, say, that's what I believe, but they don't subscribe to it in performance. Joseph not only expressed his faith by his lips, but Joseph proved his faith and expressed it by his life. Oh, we ought to be careful to do the same. Not only notice the edict of the proof, but notice the encouragement of the proof. You see, because of Joseph's command that he be put in a coffin, not in a pyramid, gave encouragement to the people. This coffin gave proof of Joseph's faith, and it would be a great encouragement to the Israelites. Genesis chapter number 50 and verse number 26. I want to show you that. Genesis chapter number 50 and verse number 26. Here's what the Bible says. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Now, you know that in Egypt, in that day, they embalmed people and put them in a pyramid, waiting on their God. Amen. Thinking about their transport to the netherworld, the underworld. Joseph put his bones in something they could carry. Amen. Put his bones in a coffin, something that could be carried out. Amen. And shows the faith of that. Amen. Listen, when persecution came and persisted, Joseph's bones, every time they looked back there at that coffin, they remembered and were encouraged, there's a promise. Even though the Egyptians are treating us badly, we've got a promise that God's going to carry us out of here, and we're going to carry those bones out in proof of we're believing in that promise. Amen. Even when persecution arose, even when troubles came, they would be encouraged. Don't you know that coffin, when they would see that, it would encourage the downtrodden that a better day is ahead. Amen. When things got rough, amen, Joseph's bones said, relief is coming. When things got tough, the Israelites would find comfort by walking by that coffin and remembered it was a testimony of a future deliverance. The bones of Joseph were not the only proof of Joseph's faith, but they were a proclamation that Joseph's brethren, his descendants, would be encouraged and that it would help increase their faith in God's words. You see, these bones gave hope. They gave encouragement. That is, by the way, the work of faith. Amen. The work of unbelief takes away hope. It discourages. It offers people nothing to bring comfort to their heart. But real faith encourages. Real faith gives hope. Real faith gives comfort to the heart. Well, I've run out of time, but I do appreciate you listening today. And until this same time tomorrow, may God bless you.